A 19-year-old man was caught in the slide police say struck in the head by a rock as he drove the interstate that night, and he's recovering in a Western Slope hospital. The largest boulder was broken up by CDOT workers and hauled away in pieces overnight Friday into Saturday. The highway back open by Saturday evening. Most of the state's concern, although big stones anywhere can be loosened by rain or other weather, focuses farther east than that incident, near and through Glenwood Canyon. The Grizzly Creek fire of a couple years ago left that stretch of I-70 with unstable soil is now more prone to sliding. CDOT's Matt Inzio says so far this summer that hasn't been much of a problem, but now could be the time it starts getting worse.
Really until much later. It was more like July and certainly in August where we're seeing a little bit more activity.
And of course, everyone hopes that won't be the case. A couple weeks ago, a few inches of muddy water covered a short stretch of I-70 for a while after a downpour, but it got quickly cleared away. I'm Jim Williams.